Well, Laura, congratulations, finished top rider. How does this sort of accolade stand in your sort of CV of wins?
Yeah, really high up there. I mean, this is the show that, the British show that is really the showcase for the year that all the riders want to come to. So to be successful and finish as leading rider is a real, you know, good thing to put on my CV, yeah.
Coming into the show, were you confident? Did you have a strong team of horses? I mean, if people had told you last week you'd be leading rider here, would you expect it?
Probably not, and I don't mean that in a defeatist kind of way. It's just that a couple of my horses have been off with, you know, little things and like what happens with athletes. And my top horse, Oz, he's only been back in competition for only, this is only his third show since September. So he was really, you know, lacking in ring experience this year or the end of this year. So for me, I was really pleased with how they've all coped. And my other horse, Louis Dore, who is only 8 years old, he'd never been in an atmosphere like this in his life, and the first couple of days he sort of struggled to cope, but over as the weeks progressed, he's finished the week really, really well, so I'm really happy with him. My Puissance horse Roller Coaster, who's also been off this year, he came out and, you know, did me proud again in the Puissance. And Beluga, who's my speed horse, she never lets me down, and she did her bit as well. So I've had a really, really good week.
How much of the year is focused on Olympia? Is it the biggest show for you guys? Do you try and put sort of everything into it?
Well, we do, purely because of it being, you know, in this country. Because obviously, you know, that we spend an awful lot of time abroad. Because now, with the Global Champions Tour shows that are now sort of the main shows alongside the Nations Cup, there's such huge money to be won at these places that I'm not saying that this show takes a backseat, but I think that you need a really, really big team of horses to be able to contest all the events throughout the year. Whereas years ago, this used to be, like, say, the biggest thing in the winter. You know what I mean? So now it sort of have to be planned a little bit more. But for all the British riders, this is still the show that you really, really want to win at. And really, you know, for the support and the crowd that's here, it's fantastic.
Yeah, where would this show rank in terms of your other top events around Europe?
Well, as I say, for a British rider, I think they'd all say that this is probably their favourite show, because you just never get the feeling anywhere like you do when you ride into that ring and you get the response that you get from the crowd. It's a really, really wonderful feeling. It lifts you. You really want to do well for them. The support's been phenomenal this year. And, yeah, so that's what's special about this place, the crowd.
And with British show jumping on such a high, world number one, world number two, Olympic gold medalist, winning the leading rider here, how much of a boost is that sort of looking ahead to the next 4 years or to Rio and the build up to the next Olympics for you?
Yeah, for me personally, you know, it's fantastic. You know, I've sort of finished the year on a real high, and yeah, long term we're all looking to those events. But with the British show jumping in general, as you've just said, world number one and two is, you know, it's unheard of in the last few years. And they've got such strength in depth with those riders, other riders and horses. I think we can only keep going forwards. I don't think it's going to stop there. I think we're going to be, you know, British teams are going to be around for a while to come.
And do you think that riders like yourself have sort of had to raise their game because the level of show jumping in this country has gone up so much?
Yeah, I mean, it's all very well saying that you need to raise your game. I mean, this sport is all about what you're sitting on. No matter how talented a rider you are, you need to have the tools to work with. So, you know, for me, I have a lot of young horses, which we spend a lot of our time bringing, you know, through to eventually compete at shows like this. So for me, it's just, you know, seeing what we've got. And, you know, I have got a couple of top horses now that are well capable of doing those things. But, you know, there's other riders that are in, you know, that have got horses, you know, perhaps with more championship experience than me, that are ready to go. So it just depends. I think nearer the time we'll find out, you know, who's exactly going to, you know, be there on the day. But, you know, that our performance manager's got not a nice job, I'm sure. I wouldn't be the right word, but he's got a lot to choose from. So he's not sort of just counting on the odd one or two. You know, he's got room to manoeuvre if he needs to.
So the World Equestrian Games for you next year, is it a realistic target?
Well, I'd love to think so. I'd love to think so. But as I've just said, you know, there's a lot of guys out there with more experience than me at that level. But again, it all just depends on how my horse performs. He's, you know, the one is more than capable. So, you know, if the time was mine, then I'd grab it with both hands. But, you know, I've got to now prove between now and then that I'm going to peak at that point when he needs me, and hopefully we can do that.
Well, good luck and thanks very much.